Charlotte City Council members say they don't have enough time between elections, and they're considering switching from two-year to four-year terms. But the debate has raised questions about the city's four at-large council seats and whether they're unfair to Republicans. One Republican council member said those citywide seats should be changed if Charlotte moves to longer terms. WFAE's Steve Harrison reports.
City council members have long complained about being elected for only 2 years. A new council member, they say, spends 6 months learning the job and then another 6 months doing it. After that,
you're going to tell staff don't bring anything controversial on the agenda, and then you're going to be campaigning.
That's Democrat James Mitchell, the council's most senior member.
Look at our schedule now. We file in July. We'll shut down the city government probably around January. We'll do the retreat, honest conversation, we'll do the retreat, and then we'll start campaigning mode around March of next year.
Asheville, Cary, Durham, Greensboro, and Winston-Salem all have four-year terms for their councils. The city last looked at the issue in 2011, when a panel led by former mayors Harvey Gantt and Richard Venroot recommended against four-year terms. This time, one idea gaining favor is to have staggered four-year terms. The mayor and at-large members would be up for re-election in one two-year cycle, and district council members would be up for re-election 2 years after that. Democratic council member Greg Phipps agrees that a change is needed.
You know, I just don't think that the two-year term affords enough time, especially for new council members coming in, to be able to engage and get to know what's going on and then have to, run again, just a few months after that.
But the debate over four-year terms has rekindled an unrelated complaint. Some Republicans say the city council's four at-large seats unfairly shut them out. The GOP says those citywide seats are almost always going to be won by Democrats, and those four at-large seats have given Democrats a lopsided 9-2 majority. The other seven seats are from districts, and Republicans control two of those. Republicans are 20% of the city's registered voters, which is similar to their share of council seats. Democrats are just under 50% of registered voters, but they hold about 80% of council seats. Republican City Council member Tarek Bakari says he would be willing to support four-year terms if the city considered term limits or abolishing the at-large seats. He says he's discussed the at-large seats with Republican legislators.
I'm not so far against it that I wouldn't be willing to maybe negotiate with some of my colleagues in the hopes of either A, us all being on board and approaching the General Assembly with term limits, or B, even considering reducing the number of at-large seats so that the demographic of council and Democrats and Republicans better reflected the demographic of our city.
The Democratic-controlled city council is unlikely to reduce the number of at-large seats, but the Republican General Assembly in Raleigh could. 3 years ago, the legislature changed Greensboro City Council from having five district seats and three at-large seats to having eight district seats. Republican State House member Bill Brawley of Matthews said there are no plans to alter Charlotte's districts, but it might be a good idea.
And I think you could make a good case for going to straight district representation. You know, it's what we have in the House. It's what we have in the Senate. And it does allow for a lot more variety of debate.
I mean, we know that's always, hanging over our head, that they can do that.
City Council member Julie Iselt.
I'm not personally concerned about it because I think that after we look at the 2020 census data, we might indeed need to reduce some of our districts or add a district.
If the city council members vote for four-year terms, they can make the switch themselves without approval from Raleigh. Council members could also ask voters to approve the change in a referendum. That's what Mecklenburg commissioners did in 2015. Voters overwhelmingly said no. No vote is scheduled. It was just approved by the Council Budget Committee last week. For WFA News, I'm Steve Harrison in Charlotte.